There are no cars rolling off the assembly line in Bowling Green, or for that matter, any General Motors plant in the nation. Some 900 hourly workers at the Corvette assembly plant are on strike following a breakdown in contract talks. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Some of GM's hourly workers in Bowling Green are picketing outside the Corvette assembly plant after their contract expired over the weekend. Among the protesters is Jeffrey Miles, who supports a family of seven with his job.
I've been out here since 3 a.m., just standing there in the hot sun, just trying to let people know that, hey, we all need to be treated fairly.
Miles is joining roughly 49,000 of his counterparts in the first nationwide strike involving GM since 2007. One of the main sticking points in the contract negotiations is the use of temporary workers on a long-term basis. Kelsey Bragg is nearing the three-year mark as a temp at the Corvette plant.
I don't get the profit sharing. I don't get any of the holiday bonuses. I don't get any of the dental care, the vision care. I don't get days off. We get three unpaid vacation days. We don't get anything that they get really other than health care.
The Bowling Green factory currently has 43 temporary workers, a relatively small percentage compared to other GM facilities. Another point of contention in contract talks is the use of a tiered wage system, which requires some workers to put in 8 years before they gain full wages and benefits. Jason Watson is a member of UAW Local 2164 and serves as the local bargaining chairman. He says the union made lots of concessions to keep the automaker from bankruptcy during the Great Recession.
They clearly have positioned themselves as a company to be in a much better position. Let's now address some of those things that we compromised on with you years ago.
Union leaders also argue GM workers deserve a bigger slice of the company's record profits, which they say have totaled $35 billion in North America over the last 3 years. They also want a better pension plan and assurances of no more plant closures. The strike comes nearly a year after the automaker shuttered five plants in the U.S. Leaders at the Corvette plant have so far declined to give media interviews. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.